There's been a little bit of back and forth in the Australian blogosphere today as to whether the Pirate Party of Australia stands any chance whatsoever of winning a seat at the next federal election. Now, let me say at the outset, I think the realistic answer is probably no. I don't think it is going to win a seat at the next election. But let me explain how I come to that conclusion. Now, this back and forth started when ZDNet Australia described the Pirate Party's chances as not standing a chance in hell of getting anyone elected at the 2010 Australian election. Now, Duncan Riley over at The Inquisitor sort of disagreed with this, and he actually has a wealth of political experience from his previous involvement in the Liberal Party, which allows him, I suppose, to comment with some authority on the electability of this particular political party. And he makes quite a persuasive argument that because of the proportional representation system in an election for the Australian Senate, it is possible to get the quota with only a small number of primary votes, and that if you get the right preference deals being done, then it might be enough for the Pirate Party to get over the line and perhaps get a senator at the next federal election. Now, I'd read the original report on ZDNet, or ZDNet, and had agreed with that assessment that I didn't stand a chance. And then I found myself being sort of mildly persuaded by what Duncan had to say over at The Inquisitor. But I still went down the line thinking, not likely. And then, as I got home tonight, I was flicking through the quality current affairs shows on Channel 7 and Channel 9, and I saw Nick Xenophon. And I was reminded that here is someone who stood for a single-issue party, that is the No Pokies Party, and managed to get elected. Now, my conventional wisdom, for what it's worth, and it's probably not worth very much, is that Australians don't respond well to these sorts of single-issue parties, and that the Pirate Party is just the perfect example of a single-issue party, that no one's going to vote purely on the basis of copyright and piracy, when there's a whole range of issues that are ultimately far more important to voters, and whether they can get their music for free over the internet or not. But there was Nick Xenophon, who got elected, and it made me think that perhaps there was more merit in what Duncan was actually saying. But I think the initial logic or appeal of that particular argument doesn't hold up, because when I thought more about it, Nick Xenophon managed to get elected in South Australia, where he had over a long period of time proven himself to be an independent, thoughtful and hard-working member of parliament and politician. And so he had developed a profile or a following more akin to an independent than akin to someone who was standing for a single-issue party. So I don't think that Nick Xenophon and the No Pokey Party offers a good platform or a good analogy for the Pirate Party of Australia. Nor do I also think that Stephen Fielding and Family First offers a particularly persuasive analogy either, because even though Stephen Fielding managed to get elected with a very small primary vote in the Senate election, he's not a single-issue party. As much as I disagree with a lot of the platform and a lot of the people who are involved in Family First, they do stand for something more, which is, you know, a fairly conservative, reactionary political agenda. So, the upshot of all of my rambling, and this has gone on way longer than I ever wanted it to, is simply to say that, yes, it's mathematically possible to say that the Pirate Party could win seats at the next Australian election. But is it going to happen? No. No, it's not. And, to be perfectly honest, nor should it. Because, as I've said, it's a single issue, and in the overall scheme of things, it's a very minor and unimportant issue. And I think that Australians have more sense than to cast their vote over such a minor issue for the sake of, you know, being able to download movies, music, and TV shows without feeling bad over the internet. Anyway, that's my rant. Thanks.